This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Hot Stocks powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatish Ananda and today we spoke to Himanshu Gupta of Globe Capital Markets. Well, before we go ahead and talk about the stock recommendations, let's also understand what he has to say about Nifty 50. Well, Himanshu is of the view that there's a strong support for Nifty 50 at 14,800 levels. And, in fact, he's looking forward for the benchmark index to surpass 15,100 in the next week, above which a move towards 15,350 and 15,400 can also be expected. So the current downtrend that we are seeing in the benchmark indices are momentary, and there's a high expectation that the Nifty 50 could actually bounce back from the support zone around about 14,800. Now, there's a lot of fireworks going on in these small and the mid-cap stocks from sectors like cement, auto ancillary, fertilizers and capital goods space, where the bull run is very much intact and provides a lot of opportunities for market participants. Now, let's also understand the recommendations that he has given to us. The first stock that he has on the list is India Cements, which is a buy call for a target of 245 and a stop loss of 178. Now, the consolidation of last 3 months has finally matured and the stock is ready to head higher. The daily chart pattern suggests a move from a series of rounding patterns, which buttresses the strength of the move has begun. The huge volumes which accompanied the move that was highest since December 2020 and further weightage to the breakout. Positive divergence on RSI and formation of bullish Marabuzu candle for the way tells us that the bulls are here to stay. Now, the next stock that he has on the list is Philips Carbon. That is a buy call for a target of 265 and a stop loss of 215. Now, the stock is once again getting up, move into a higher trajectory. The weekly chart depicts a breakout from a consolidation of almost 10 weeks, but the move is more appealing on the daily charts where it has broken out from an inverted head and shoulder pattern. Now, the RSI on the daily chart has cleared the previous swing high and is just entering overbought trajectory, which suggests that the upside on the stock is imminent. The next stock that he has on the list is Bharat Electronics, which is a buy call for a target of 170 and a stop loss of 148. The sequence of higher peaks and higher troughs within an upsloping trend channel is just a textbook replica of an uptrending stock. Now, the relative strength being shown over the past few weeks is one study that further strengthens the bullish bias for the stock. Now, the MACD buy crossover is in place and several other leading indicators suggest an up move at the same time is just adding to the positive view. Now, remember, all the three recommendations, well, these are not intraday trading ideas, but more of a positional play. So in case you initiate any positions based on the recommendations, well, do consult your financial advisor. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Hot Stocks, but do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.